You're tuned in to the Health After 30 podcast. And if you're a woman who is wanting to take an alternative approach to listening to their bodies and understanding their bodies better, then please enjoy today's episode. Hey, I'm Alana Bonneman, naturopath and holistic nutritionist. This podcast is dedicated to reclaiming your health by harnessing yourself as your biggest asset. Get ready, because this is where we stand up for your body's ability to heal, go against outdated norms, and say yes to change, creating true and lasting success, all from the inside out. Thank you so much for being here. This is the Health After 30 podcast, and let's get started. Hello, friends, and welcome back to another episode of the Health After 30 podcast. Alana Bonneman with you, as always. Today, I'm sitting down with a doctor in traditional Chinese medicine, Chloe Weber, and we are talking about women's health and specifically how the connection between TCM, so Chinese traditional medicine, and its ecological and holistic approach differs from that symptom-focused lens that the Western medicine kind of takes. TCM takes an internal approach to how things are all connected. And this starts to explain, as Chloe will go into, how the body is all connected and what might mean something in Western medicine could mean something different through the lens of traditional Chinese medicine. So it's more of a root cause approach. And what I really like about this whole entire conversation with Chloe is that it's empowering women to kind of take control of their own health, understanding their bodies, understanding what the bodies are trying to tell them, and working from there. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thank you so much for being here. I'm Alana Bonneman, and let's get into the conversation. Hello, friends, and welcome back to another episode of the Health After 30 podcast. Today, I have Dr. Chloe Weber online with me, and we are going into a few different areas. Chloe, would you like to first perhaps set the stage of what we're going to learn from you today in this episode?
Well, I think what we're going to focus on is exploring women's health through the lens of Chinese medicine. So Chinese medicine is an ancient paradigm that goes back 4,000 years and has had millions of doctors add to our evidence-based body of knowledge. And it really is the only system that I have ever explored that can honor the shifts and the needs of a woman's body. And it does so incredibly dynamically, safely, and effectively. So I'm really excited to start getting out there to show women how they can be empowered to take control of their health and their hormones naturally with Chinese herbal medicine.
Yeah, beautiful. Because we are dynamic. Like, we are so not like squares that fit into square spaces, different forms, different aspects, all of us.
Well, it blows me away. Like, one of the fundamental things that I'm always talking about is like women's hormones, like even men understand that women's hormones shift throughout the course of the month, right? Like even our dudes get this, right? So why do our doctors not understand that? Most of the supplements out there, most of the recommendations out there are take the same supplement for your hormones every single day of the month. And it's all very much one size fits all. Whereas in Chinese medicine, we tailor our formulas not only to you as a specific and unique individual, but we shift the formulas that you're on throughout the course of the month so that we're honoring the different hormone cycle that we're normally naturally going through.
Mm-hmm. Aligning it with nature's cycle. So how did you get into where you are now, into this space and into being so passionate about it? I can hear the embers burning within you.
Well, that is an interesting story. So I fell in love with public health and sort of the need for public health interventions way back when I was a teenager. I sort of started understanding how our impact on the environment was driving disease in society, right? And so then I started studying medicine. I started studying ecology, and that really drove me to Chinese medicine, which is a medicine that studies the ecology of the body. So we really don't look at the body as different systems. We look at it as an ecosystem. So we're really trying to restore balance and harmony within that entire system. And in doing so, we're really building health. So when I found Chinese medicine, I started studying the Chinese herbs and I was like, oh my God, this is customizable pharmaceuticals. It's absolutely brilliant. And I totally fell in love with the idea of using Chinese herbal medicine for public health interventions, because I do really find that it is the most safe and effective medical system out there. And so since then, I've started a couple of companies. My first was Radical Roots, which is a CBD and Chinese herb company, which I created to stop my son Remy's seizures, which we have done so successfully. And I love those products. And now I'm currently stepping into the realm of women's health, because I also think that this is something that we really need. And as a mom, as a woman, and as a doctor, I am just very disappointed with the Western medical system and how they're treating us. I think women deserve a whole lot more, and I think we know that.
Absolutely. And it sounds like the flexibility that Chinese herbal medicine gives, TCM, right? Mm-hmm. That's what it is for short. So how does it differ? Because I feel like Western herbal medicine is very like, this is a prescription, follow it every day, in and out, you'll be fine the rest of your life. So how does it differ with TCM? You talked about the herbs through our cycles and perhaps like also, you know, with this, but then how does it differ in the basis of the two?
In terms of Western medicine or Western herbology? I guess it's sort of the same, actually, because Western herbology is pretty similar to Western medicine in some ways, definitely safer and likely more effective in a lot of ways, because the whole plant is often much more effective than the chemical isolates that pharmaceuticals are getting from those plants. And there have been a lot of research studies on that for different pharmaceuticals and their plants. We're never actually going to outsmart nature, whether we're looking at our bodies or the plants that have been put here to and evolved with us in order to help us heal and restore balance. So fundamentally in Western medicine, really they're looking for what's out of line. What's this one pathway, this one hormone, this one thing that we can hit to make you feel better, right? It's really a systems-based model. In Chinese medicine, what we're looking for is the underlying patterns of disharmony, right? So I like to use, let's say, a headache as an example. So if you have a headache, in Western medicine, you're going to get a pain pill, and that's going to get rid of the headache. Cool. But you have no idea where that headache is coming from. So in Chinese medicine, we're going to talk to you about it. We're going to find out what's going on underneath and the cause of the headache. So we look at that as like the root as opposed to the branch. So while we're taking the headache example. So the headache, if it's a frontal headache, that might be a digestive issue that you're having, right? If it's on the sides, that might indicate that it could have to do with stress, irritation, frustration. If it's on the back, it might be deficiency. You might be run down. You might not have enough electrolytes. There's different signs and symptoms that our bodies are giving us all of the time for us to have a deeper understanding of what's actually going on underneath. So then what we do is we use acupuncture or ideally and Chinese herbs in order to restore that harmony. So what I love so much about Chinese herbal medicine is we combine multiple herbs together to create dynamic formulas that address that underlying disharmony and also deal with those symptoms.
Women being dynamic, in what ways, like, is TCM going to support women in ways that the medical system, our current medical system, can't? So it is about being dynamic, and it's about like addressing different areas and how they see it. But you talked about the body being seen as like a whole entire ecosystem. So if it is addressing, let's say, our hormones, how is it also addressing the rest of our body?
That's a great question. So I like to look at it like, so in Chinese medicine, the four organs that are really connected to our hormone health are the spleen, the liver, the heart, and the kidneys. So I'm going to give you a brief overview of each of those and how they're impacting our hormones and why we want to support each of those and what you might be looking for in your own body and your symptoms so that you might be able to assess what's sort of out of balance in your life. So the spleen in Chinese medicine is in charge of processing both foods and emotions, right? And so the spleen, when it's out of balance, what you're going to see is likely loose stools. You're going to see overthinking, monkey mind. You might have that monkey mind before you go to bed. You can't shut your brain off because you're thinking about your whole to-do list for the next week and everything you forgot to do today. If you're me, you might also have like food allergies or allergies in general, be a little tired, foggy thinking. So that's really, we're looking at the gut-brain axis. And so when you have spleen qi deficiency, which is what we call it, when your spleen's not functioning optimally, so that's a weak spleen energy, what we see is dampness accumulation, so dampness and phlegm. Really what that's correlating to is dysbiosis, candida, leaky gut, different issues with your gut. So that's often connected to these metabolically based hormonal disorders that we see in the West, like PCOS, right? So the spleen is really connected to that. You want to support your spleen and build that energy by helping support your digestion. In Chinese medicine, we really focus on warming foods. We don't do a lot of ice drinks or cold salads because we say that the stomach is a cauldron. We want to keep that fire going. So we're big on ginger. We're big on cardamom, fennel. Those are all great things to support your spleen, help your digestion, right? Then we've got the heart. The heart in Chinese medicine is where we store the shen, and the shen is really the spirit. So when your shen or your spirit gets irritated, overwhelmed, overtaxed, or heated up from, so say you're going through menopause, you start having those heat symptoms, that agitates the heart in our system. That's why you see heart palpitations, insomnia, night sweats. Those are all super common, but also just generalized anxiety. What we want to do, again, we want to nourish the heart. So we can do that with goji berries and different berries overall. There's a lot of beautiful herbs like schisandra that are going to nourish the heart and calm the heart. But the heart's really connected to our cycle because it helps connect with sending the blood down every month for when we're bleeding. The liver is in charge of the free flow of qi and blood throughout the body. So in our system, when there's stagnation, there's pain. And with the liver, it's very deeply impacted by stress. So if you get stressed, the liver constrains, and then you'd see a lack of free flow of qi and blood throughout the body, you're going to see that reflected in your cycle. So that lack of free flow is going to lead to PMS symptoms, irritability, cramps, PMDD. If you're looking at it in men, you're going to see, you think of that like hot-faced, irritated, frustrated man. Women, you think of very classical PMS symptoms, right? So you want to encourage the movement of the liver so that your cycle is nice and smooth. You're not having pain. You're not having frustration or irritation. So that's something you can do with, you know, basic herbs like mint or rose petals. And then last, we have the kidneys, which are the house of our reproduction, right? So the kidneys store our jing, our essence. It's really in charge of reproduction and our fertility. And so the kidney energy actually declines as we age, starting around 35, which correlates with the time that many women are starting to head in towards perimenopause. Right? So what we want to do is we want to nourish the kidneys. So many people who are listening have probably heard of yin and yang, or yin and yang, however you want to pronounce it. But yin is sort of the cooling, nourishing aspects of the body, whereas yang is the warming, energetic aspects of the body. So as women age, we see drier hair, we see drier body fluids, we see more heat signs coming up because we're not getting that cooling, nourishing aspect of the yin. So that yang fire is flaring up, causing the heart palpitations, causing the hot sweats and the night flashes, night sweats and hot flashes. So those are the four that are really often correlated to our hormones. So it's really just sort of looking at where you might be out of balance. And you can bring in dietary recommendations that are going to help bring that balance back to you. If you're feeling too cold, add in some warming foods. If you're feeling too hot, add in some cooling foods. So there's a lot of really sort of basic down-to-earth ways to help start to restore balance within your system, even while you're at home without a practitioner.
Yeah. What I really like about this is we're seeing different organs, not just as functioning organs by themselves, but also the house of qi, shen, yin and yang. As you were talking about, qi is life force, right? So the way in which things are flowing around your body, you talked about blockages, you talked about when, you know, this organ is blocked, then you're getting these symptoms. So can we just dive a little bit deeper into perhaps the energetics of it, because that's something I feel is perhaps lacking in what we see in the conventional Western medicine. You never hear someone say your life force or your chi, even when it comes down to like a cellular level. We talk about energy, but that's usually like the ATP, you know, like the energy that we have, or the mitochondria, but we don't talk about the energy of life force. Do you want to just open the platform to like introduce us to what that means in TCM?
Yeah, well, I mean, energy, chi is just our life force. It is our energy. Each of the organs that we have has a different energy, a different action. So one of the things that's cool in Chinese medicine is you might want to look up, you know, a five element chart. So we've got wood, fire, earth, metal, and water. Each of these elements corresponds to different organs, right? So again, when we're talking about the spleen, let's say, the emotion of the spleen is worry. The emotion of the lungs is grief. The emotions of the kidneys is fear. Liver is anger. So a lot of times we can correlate these different symptoms, these different issues that are coming up in our lives and our personalities, and start to correlate them to these different elements and these different organs and start seeing what might be out of balance. It's actually a really great clinical tip, is often when I see people who have, you know, let's say a chronic cough for a really long time, I'll talk to them and ask, what happened around the time that this started? Is there some unprocessed grief that you want to go back and explore, because that might be holding your lungs back from really healing and moving forward? And often I see that correlate very clearly. And sometimes it's funny because people just won't even remember that these things happened at the same time. And then they go back and they're like, wow, actually. So it's really fascinating to see how dynamically they work together. It's just beautiful. And they all, you know, like if you look at the five elements, it's sort of in a star. All the elements support each other, they control each other, they balance each other out. But we all have certain elements that are more powerful in our personality and in our health. And so it's really fun to start diving into that and start learning about your own body, your own personality, because they're all really interconnected. But like when you look at the liver, let's say, and how connected it is to stress, the spleen is across the aisle on the same axis. So once you're stressed, often you're going to see an issue with digestion. And I always just laugh about it because I'm like, wow, Western medicine is finally learning that your stress levels impact your digestion. Meanwhile, Chinese medicine has been studying this for hundreds, if not thousands of years. You know, we have an entire school of thought that says that a school of medicine that says that all health and all disease starts in the gut. And so that's where we really focus for a lot of practitioners. And that's certainly something that I've learned as somebody who's done a lot of work in terms of both hormone balancing and neurological support for kiddos. You really have to focus on the gut.
Yeah, the gut, but also the emotion that brings in the physiological and the psychological side of things, which it really is, right? Like we're not just the physical, the emotional part is such a large part. And so my background's actually Chinese. My mom's Chinese. I spent a lot of time in China. And you're right. Like when you're phlegmy, they'll be like, that's the spleen. Like they'll just tell you. They're just like random Chinese, like just give you unsolicited information. Yeah. Like, look, do your spleen, take care of it. And that's just not something that we're used to at all, right? So I really like also the approach that, yeah, you're also sharing here. It's just like, you know, there are certain things that need to be balanced, basically. And your body is presenting symptoms and signs when things are out of balance.
Well, we look at our cycles. It's one of the most powerful diagnostic tools that we have. Our cycle is a monthly reminder of what is going on in our body. So like just this last month for me, I got my period like 2 days early and I had really bad cramps. And I was like, that's weird. That's out of alignment. I've been doing pretty well. And I was like, oh, okay. Like I have been really stressed. So I had to like step back and check in with myself and see what's going on. Where am I not nourishing myself? Where am I not making space for myself so that I can make sure that I am able to show up as my best self? Because this response from my body, this feedback that I'm getting from my cycle is telling me that something's out of alignment. Right. And so instead of just trying to take a pain pill and ignoring these symptoms, if we can start to look at them as messages from our bodies and for telling us what we need and where we're out of alignment, then we can really start taking control of our bodies, our minds, and live the healthiest, most vibrant lives that we really deserve to be living. You know, especially as moms, so many of us are so run down. And, you know, we're also setting an example for our children if we're not taking care of ourselves. And this is also an incredible thing to teach young girls. Amazing.
Self-care, how to like, well, self-care is actually a bit of a, I feel like a, one of those, geeks words, what are they called? Like a buzzword, self-care, but just taking time to relax, like actually being at ease, not being in a rush. Because you're right, like we're all trying to keep up. Before we started recording, we're talking about like trying to keep up in a man's world, and it's exhausting. And if, you know, we wonder why we get burnt out, we're just not designed for this type of world. So before you were talking about like listening to your body, you know, your menstruation is a reminder of how your health's looking. I feel like listening to our bodies is a lost art. This is something that I'm working on myself. It's something that I work on with my clients as well. Like how can we efficiently and effectively remind women in specific, I like to think of it, men function in a different way somehow in their cycle, in their day compared to us in our month. How can we tune into that? Because, you know, our periods might come early. We might get terrible pains, migraines, this and that and the other. And sometimes when your body's just blurting out a whole bunch of random symptoms.
I just think that starting a practice of listening to your body, of actually taking the space and the time to try and assess how you feel, even just after you eat, let's say, you know, like if you eat a meal and you're feeling bloated, that's really important information. You know, if your digestion is wonky because you've been really stressed, you know, like, or if it's just wonky, like why, you know, like just allowing that space for curiosity in terms of what is going on in your body. You don't have to have all the answers, but just starting to take that space and starting to ask those questions and starting to see where you might be able to find correlations is huge. I can't tell you how many patients I have who come in and they're like, oh, I only get my period once every 3 months. It's great. Or I only poop once every 4 days. I don't even know how often I poop. And, you know, it's like, no. Again, like those two in particular, how often you're pooping and what your cycle's like, are really two of the most important indications of how your health is overall. So just starting to be aware of those things, start asking those questions. You don't have to have the answers, but start looking for, you know, spaces of curiosity, start looking for correlations and start, you know, feeling. Try and be in your body. Take the space.
Yeah, I love that. Make space for yourself as well. Is your personality in correlation with the elements? Like what comes first?
I think it's just, you know, our health patterns are our personality patterns. They're interconnected. You know, if you're worrying all the time, then it's going to tax your spleen and it's going to cause digestive disruption. And if your digestion is wonky, I mean, we know even from like a Western physiological stance, if you have dysbiosis, it's likely going to cause neuroinflammation or more of a penchant for worrying, overthinking, and stress, because our gut-brain axis is so very important, and it's going to dysregulate the vagus nerve and potentially send inflammation, irritation up to the brain. But it is one of those things where it's just like, you know, I will study Chinese medicine till the day that I die, and I will never understand all of it. It's one of those systems that's just so incredibly beautiful and powerful and dynamic. And it's obviously also evolved for thousands of years. So there's so many different ways to practice and so many different things to learn. So it's really a nerd's delight, if you will.
And in regards to women being cyclical, so we've got our cycle, our monthly reminder, but something that you, me, many women are now going through is this phase of perimenopause, which I feel like is also just coming kind of new to the scene. I feel like it's the new kid on the block, although for every woman who's experienced, it's like this is not new. This has been around and we've kind of just been pigeonholed to menopause, but this is a transition that so many of are going through. So we just had like a short little pause then, and you know, you grab some kidney tonics, which I love. You're like perimenopause. Like, let's go there. Let's go there because being dry, that's kidneys, right? It's kidneys being dry. Being dry, dry skin, dry hair, like my nose, for example, right now, like these are all things that we're experiencing. So for the woman who is transitioning through perimenopause, what are the main things that we need to kind of look after and nurture going through this phase to make it perhaps a little less or a little more easy?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. I agree. It's wild that I'm super grateful that menopause is getting so much press these days. I find it absolutely fascinating that women's health is finally, you know, coming onto the scene, being as, you know, we're obviously 51% of the population and we create everybody on the planet. So, you know, you would think that our health might be like somewhat important. Perimenopause is fascinating to me. I feel like me and my friends, once we started hitting 40, we started playing the game. Do we hate everybody or are we in perimenopause? And after working with so many women who have been through menopause and seeing the challenges that they've gone through, I was like, let me make sure that my hormones are on point as I'm going through this, because what we do know is that the more that we are balancing our hormones as we're going through perimenopause and before that, the better a journey to menopause is going to be. And so, as I said before, fundamentally, what we're losing is our kidney essence. We're losing our kidney yin. So we're getting more dry, we're not getting that nourishment. Some of those underlying patterns of disharmony, like liver qi stagnation, so that irritation, frustration, those things come really up to the surface as a result of perimenopause. So you, again, just really want to sort of assess yourself. Am I getting really frustrated really easily? What's going on? Is there something I can do to smooth my liver? So there's a classical Chinese herbal formula, Xiao Yao San, or Free and Easy Wander, which I've modified in both of my companies. I love that product so much. So that's Regulate and Noxy Herbs and Flow State for Radical Roots. But that formula has been used forever. So it moves the liver qi and it supports the spleen qi as well. Again, because you're balancing that whole axis. But the main thing you want to focus on is the kidney tonics. So what I often have people do, and the whole premise of my new line Noxy, is that we'll have people do like the kidney tonics for the 2 weeks after you have your cycle. So think about it. You're bleeding. You're getting depleted. You're running, you know, you're losing blood. You're losing qi. You're losing energy. So you want to build yourself up. So you're nourishing the kidneys and the blood powerfully with Chinese herbs. Then the second half of the cycle, for most people, what you want to do is you want to move the qi in preparation for your cycle. And so this is also a great way to help people who have lost their cycle or who are getting their cycle back after getting off of birth control. Using these sort of biphasic formulas really supports our natural cycle, as we were talking about before. And fundamentally, from the Western perspective, we see a dramatic increase in estrogen during the first 2 weeks. And then we see estrogen dip and progesterone rise. So that's really what we're supporting. So it, again, makes no sense to just take the same thing day after day. One thing that's a fun perspective in Chinese medicine that's different than how Western medicine and just Western culture looks at menopause is that really menopause is the shift of energy from our kidneys to our heart. So I say the liver and the spleen are on one axis. We're looking at the heart and the kidneys on the other axis, right? And so we're looking at the reproductive energy. We've had all of this energy in our bodies and our lives and in every aspect of what we do in our reproductive energy, taking care of the next generation, building humans, expelling them from our bodies, nursing them, doing all of the things, taking care of everybody else. So in Chinese medicine, we look at menopause and perimenopause as a time where that energy, that reproductive kidney qi, is flipping and coming up to the heart. And so now it's a time, finally, for women to really step into their authentic voice, into their authentic power, and really be their true selves in a way that they haven't been able to earlier on because they were so focused on everybody else. And so I think that's something that I see very much reflected in a lot of the women who are stepping into perimenopause. And, you know, I think that that irritation, that frustration, you know, like some of that is coming up because it's warranted and because a lot of us have stifled our needs and our desires in, you know, in order to care for everybody else for so long. And so, you know, we all have to balance it and do it in a way that's appropriate. But I also think that these emotions, these frustrations, these shifts are coming up because it is a time and an opportunity for us to really step into who we truly are and the incredible wisdom that we've accumulated through these lives.
That was so beautifully said. That was so beautifully said. And I love how you, it was intertwined with like flipping from the kidneys to the heart. We all feel that there is a change happening for everyone going through this phase. It's like, it feels uncomfortable. There is frustrations. There is irritability. And it's like you're breaking out of a shell. And to know that there is actually also a flip that's happening, getting away from that I need to be depended on by every single person to, okay, let's like, how can I open heart, open mind, now open myself up, step into the world as, I almost want to say as a woman, that really underrates like women in general, but just like as a new version of yourself. That's really beautifully said. Thank you so much for sharing that.
But it's Chinese. Yeah, I take zero credit for anything I share. It is all Chinese medicine. I just am incredibly honored to practice this medicine and to share it and spread it in any small bit that I possibly can, because it really, I mean, it's changed my life dramatically. It's changed so many people that I know, and it's helped so many women. I mean, as a mom, there's nothing greater than helping other women be able to get pregnant when they've been struggling with it, or help women deal with endometriosis and just shift from having monthly chronic debilitating pain into being able to live their lives without pain, without suffering. I mean, I just, you know, I mean, if you think about like, what would men do? The amount that we've carried and that we've forged through as women is incredible. Like, I am in awe of every woman that I've met. I really think that women are just so powerful in so many ways. And it's so exciting to be at this time in society where I think that there's really a tremendous opportunity for women to step forward and to help us reimagine a world that is kinder, that is more loving, that is focused on the ecosystem and on communities. I mean, if we really look at society right now, like, women and particularly mothers are not set up to succeed. Like, I don't know about you, but there is no village. You know, I'm a single mom of a kid with multiple disabilities. There's no village. There's nothing. It's just me. You know, like, and I've got friends, I've got family, there's none of that. And most women are still doing the bulk of the work around the house, still doing a lot of the emotional labor, still being the primary people for their children.
It's not only like, that's the thing. It's like, I think we have these symptoms and signs and perhaps health concerns, and we can say, okay, this is connected there and this is because of this. But when we think about that emotional, like, intergenerational baggage that we carry, and, you know, as you said before, that connection on, like, that's the worry, that's the anxiety, that's pressing on the spleen, it's no wonder that we perhaps have all the symptoms that we have in this day and age. And what I so much love about this conversation actually is the ability to be able to, like, inform women, just like to know that this even exists. You know, like, before we had this conversation, I had a rough idea, but the way in which you've said it has just, like, really hit that nail. Like, I don't know, sometimes when you hear things in the right place, it just clicks. And for me, it's really made a click. And it's not just about me, it's not just about you, but it's the collective women that are going through this. So it's the spread of information which is making the ultimate change. And you've currently written a book about, I don't want to say this in specific, but you've written a book. Do you just want to, like, give us a little bit of an introduction of, like, what's in it and what we can expect? Or is it, like, still high key, can't go there?
No. It's pretty much done. We're just getting it designed up, so it'll be out soon, I'm guessing. But it's, you know, I wanted to make sort of a guidebook to Chinese medicine for women. So it's, you know, we go into the fundamentals of Chinese medicine. We look at the five elements. We look at the organ chart. So in Chinese medicine, if you're, say, you're waking up between 1 and 3 in the morning all the time, guess what? That's liver qi stagnation. That's the liver time. If every day you wake up at 5 a.m. and you have to take a poop, large intestine time. Good on you. You're right on schedule, right? Like, so there's just, like, a bunch of different things and different ways that we start looking at things. So the first half of the book is really breaking down some of those fundamentals of Chinese medicine, hopefully in a way that lay people can understand. And then what I did was I went through most of the different, Western medical diagnoses, so like endometriosis, infertility, perimenopause, menopause, from the lens of Chinese medicine, how we're looking at these imbalances within your body, some of the acupressure points I might recommend that you can do at home, different herbs you might want to take, some dietary recommendations, different teas you could make at home. So it's really just sort of, it's a starting point, but to me, I feel like it's also a powerful way for women to have a bit of a reference book and sort of a reference point for how they can start assessing their body on their own. And I do obviously recommend that everybody go and find yourself an acupuncturist, particularly one who does herbs. There's not going to be anything that's going to beat that. But I do think that starting to really internalize and understand, as we were talking about before, starting to observe and assess what is going on in your body and your mind, they're connected. That curiosity is the first step towards healing and towards self-empowerment when it comes to building your best life and building health overall, you know?
Yeah, beautiful. I mean, huge, huge point that you just said here, the body and the mind, like that connection. So I like the idea that you have a companion guide, and you're right, like TCM, also like acupuncture, and then also herbs. I'm kind of a firm believer that there's never like just one thing that kind of is the magic pill, you know. It is seeing the body as a complete, as you said at the very start, a complete ecosystem. So yeah.
Well, and with herbs, it's like I could not be more proud of my products. You know, like I'm such an herb nerd. I know the power of Chinese medicine. The system that I created for Noxy Herbs is the most brilliant thing I've ever done. I don't even know how this came out of me. Like my son's formula, Remy's Revenge, for seizures and like neurological disorders, is next level. We've never cut corners. We do all sorts of crazy spagyric extraction. I'm such a nerd about it. But like, to me, fundamentally, I want people to learn about their bodies, you know, like otherwise you're just taking another pill. And yes, that pill is going to be much more effective and much safer than most pharmaceuticals. And I'm stoked about that. But like, really, we want that to be an on-ramp to you getting healthier and you building health day by day. And that comes with women really starting to be empowered to understand what's going on. So that's why I'm so passionate about the educational portion, because it's like, yeah, taking a pill is a self-care action, and I'm proud of you. Also, like, how did you sleep last night? And what did you eat today? Like, did you take any time in nature? Like, have you put your feet on the grass in the last month? Like, what's going on here? Yeah. Because it really is in the day-to-day actions that we thrive, you know?
I love that. And actually, before we even had this interview, the fact that your new women's health line is called something different, but Radical Roots, I love the word radical, because I feel like at this point in like just human history, radical change has to be made. Without this radical movement, mm-hmm. without like radically looking after ourselves, radically stepping into our power, radically becoming the women who empower other women, you know, who are empowered by other women, like without that radical change, nothing changes. So that really stuck to me with Radical Roots. But what's your new company called for your women's health?
It's called Noxy, NOXI Herbs. I love supporting women. I think it's really important. And I do think that we need radical change. And we all have to, you know, the reality is that Western medicine is the third leading cause of death in America. And so, you know, a lot of people are waking up to the systems in place in healthcare that are keeping us sick and are really not fostering health and vitality. And so that's what I love about Chinese medicine, as I've mentioned, is it is a way to build health instead of respond to disease. And I think that in order for us to shift this tide of chronic health disorders that is ravaging our society, it is essential that we all take personal accountability and start finding ways to build health in our own bodies, in our homes, and then move that forward out to our communities.
That was beautiful. So where can we find you then if we are, you know what, I'm going to pop all the links into the show notes. We've got Radical Roots. We've got Noxie.
At Radical Roots Herbs on TikTok, The Radical Mom on TikTok. I've got all the, they're all on there. And then I have a podcast called Radical Remedy, which is at radicalremedy.org. And that podcast is all about building health in our families as well, particularly building health for our children and encouraging moms to take control of their health and happiness as well, because I just really see so many moms struggling. And I've had a fairly challenging journey as a solo mom to a kiddo with special needs. And in that, I feel like I've learned a lot. And so I'm just constantly trying to find some small way to make people's lives a little bit easier. So I love doing the podcast. I'm sure similar to you, it's just so much fun to pick the brains of my heroes and get to explore different concepts and study new things. So it's quite a joy.
It's beautiful. And like, you have strength in everything you say and your whole entire being, you have strength. And that's contagious, actually, listening to you and, you know, just being in your sphere. It comes out of strength. So thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you so much for having me. And thank you so much for all you're doing. This is a tremendous platform for so many women. And I know you're helping so many.
Thanks so much for being here. You could have been listening to anything, but you're here interested in reclaiming your health. I hope you found the episode useful and constructive. If you enjoyed it and would like to show support for the show, please leave a review, as this makes my content more discoverable for other people to enjoy and learn from. Please also consider subscribing to the show on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you enjoy listening. Finally, the best way to show support for the show is by sharing it with someone who you think might benefit from it. Thanks for listening, be well, and I'll catch you next time.